And we hang on the corner like a lamppost. My favorite singer, Mr. Vandross. Dean wanna search through my dance boat. Dom take this rent up to the landlord. 95 wins the Hill City champ. Hit over right, got my city stamp. The 439 was my city van. A nigga hella cool, but don't get him, man. Shit, we try to live the best of it. Take
what you need. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to This Is Recorded podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for letting everybody know about this little thing called This Is Recorded, the podcast that is really, really taking over and setting new highs, setting new levels of greatness, and just giving back to the people, man. Shout out to everybody that partook in the Two Good and One Great campaign that I was trying to give off and show. Basically, shout out to, my boy Real John Doe. Shout out to my boy J.O., whole 661, man. Shout out to Terrence that, man, told me he fucked with the podcast, listened to it. Man, it mean a lot, man. It mean the world because, when you're doing something like this, you're doing it independent. You don't know what you're doing. You run the risk of being made fun of and, like, what is he doing? Is he crazy? Is it a midlife crisis? Whatever, whatever. It means the world to know that somebody is out there listening. They got something for it. Told me he fucked with the richest man in Babylon. The book I offered to people to, get into and stuff like that. Man, it means the world. It really does, man. It means the world. Just to know people is on it like that and rocking with This Is Recorded podcast. So without further ado, let's get back into it, man. Two Good, One Great. From my day today, if you don't know, I'm in the Central Sterile program. And Central Sterile is cleaning instruments from surgeries. And back in the day, you didn't need a certificate or anything for it, but now you do. So it's about a 8-month course. And you'll be able to work in the field, but you have to take an entry exam and get your certificate, but you're able to work, without it, a year, after you complete your program. But this is something great for somebody, that's looking to get into it, trying to do a new field. You can travel with it and, like, you heard of travel nursing. You can also travel with Central Sterile. It's also good if you know somebody, like a young man, young lady, don't really like school like that, but want to make some money and want to figure it out, but don't want to waste a whole bunch of money on school because they don't know what they're doing. Central Sterile, please look it up in your state, how much it pays. See if you want to, get into that, or email somebody that at the school that does that and how you can learn more about it. But it's a great, quick way of trying to do something different. And for me, it's a confidence booster. So without further ado, Two Good, One Great. The good thing, man, is I met my teacher today, and I'm going to start my clinicals. Clinicals meaning actually doing the work. You spend time, a couple months, studying it, the field that you want to be in, but this is actually being in the field, doing the work, getting these practice hours. I start that in June. Thank you. I hear your applause. I start that in June, so that's just going to be beautiful. Also, another good, man, just happy of my own growth, man, just really happy of my own growth and where I'm going and what I'm doing and how I'm learning that life is a process and that you just have to live long enough to see that process go all the way through, and you have to grow and always try to mature and make yourself better. That really helps everything in life. It's just living. It helps everything in life, man. And One Great would be, of course, man, I got to spend time with the wifey, man. That shit is great. Because, when you don't see each other that much, you get to spend time, and I get to fall in love all over again, man. Like, relationships is real different depending on each person, and it's different for each person. But, man, that's my best friend, man. So that was great, spending time with the wifey, man. I would love to hear y'all Two Good, One Great Man in the comments, or, you know, send it to somebody. Let's keep this going, man. Also, I mean, while we on it, I need you guys to follow that this is recorded on Instagram. I need you to follow it on SoundCloud. I need you to subscribe on Apple. And then, man, just get this out there. And the best way, of course, man, is to tell a friend about This Is Recorded podcast. The best new podcast coming. The positive vibe section. The place, you know, where you're going to get that motivation, that love, that fulfillment. Maybe learn about somebody new. Or just fuck with your boy Reg, man. I'm a pretty all right dude to fuck with, man. So this is recorded, man. Let's get this thing to the top of the world. I know we can do it. I already made it. I that's my little mantra, you know, because you think about life and you think about, like, for me, I didn't really know where I was going. So it's like I exceeded everything because I didn't know what I wanted to do or how I was going to get there. So for me, man, I've exceeded so much, like everything in life pretty much. So it's just, man, it's just a beautiful journey, this thing called life, man. Also, it was a beautiful journey, man. I had on these tight-ass pants, dog. I mean, like, it was so bad because, like, I bent over on these pants, like, a lean down, kind of like in a squat position. And I realized, like, damn, these pants are kind of, like, tight a little bit, you know. And, like, they ripped a little bit, like, just a tiny bit. So I was like, damn, is these pants, like, cheap or is they just tight? But I realized, like, yo, son, your pants are tight as fuck. Because wifey, like, was like, yo, your pants are so fucking tight. And I call them my Peter Pan pants at this point because it's like, yo, I feel like I'm in a fucking fairy tale or I got leggings on with them shits. But I'm such a cheap dude is that, like, I just can't see myself paying so much for some shit for work. Like, this is not what I want to do forever, so I'm not about to go. But it's like, yo, at a certain point, like, when my pants feel like a fucking x-ray, it's just bad. Like, you can see my phone real clear. You probably can see my fucking ID through them tight-ass pants. Like, it was just really bad, man. Shout out to my tight pants. I'm going to have to show a picture or something, man, to let y'all know, be the judge, is them shits too tight or not, man. I don't know what I was thinking, but I guess I was just really feeling myself like, yo, like, I'm confident enough in myself. I could wear these tight pants and make them look good. I'll let you guys be the judge on that one, man. But it's just, man, I've been listening to what y'all been up to. Hey, let's chop it up, man. Give me some topics. Whatever, man. This is the recorded family. So let's just branch out. Let's talk about things. Let's help each other. Let's share resources, man. Because, man, networking and finding different people that do different things are always going to get you to where you want to be. So the more people know about this podcast, the more we know about each other and different things, the more we can help each other. And that's all I want to do, man. Have recorded conversations for people to go back for inspiration, for learning, and for laughs, man. Everything, man. And hopefully you didn't wear these tight-ass pants like I did and were able to walk and move. Also, some podcasts, man. 85 South Show, man. Let's talk about it. I mean, they just been really, really killing shit lately. They just have been on a roll. They've been, like, just really elevating. But one thing that I really love is their Black Business Spotlight. What they do is they take a small black business and they put them on their YouTube. And that is such an amazing thing because it's like, yo, if Nas or Jay-Z or somebody, you know, with everything they got, Drake, anybody, if they put your business on their shit, it's going to grow exponentially. And it's just going to show people more about you and you're going to gain a following and everything. And it just helps a lot. It's just like for me, like, or like for different rappers, like if they give you, if Drake was to give somebody a verse, right, that was not known and they were independent, they could probably eat off of that verse for the rest of their life. It's kind of like helping them, you know, instead of giving somebody a bag of money, man. I definitely want to start my the Fisherman Club. Or whatever, man, because, you know, they say if you take somebody and give them fish, they didn't learn anything. But if you teach them how to fish, they could go back, teach everybody, or have a skill set forever. And that's what I want to do and want to try to create. I was telling somebody today, when I get my businesses off the ground, how school is, you know, for my younger nephews or whatever, somebody, how school has you in a 4-year system. I want to have my employees in a 4-year system. You got 4 years to figure out what you want to do so I can help invest and we can get your shit off the ground. Because I know it ain't just to work for me forever. I mean, everybody can have their own different, you know, kind of ways they want to go about life and things they want to do. But I know everybody wants to do whatever it is they really into and love. And sometimes it takes time to figure that out and you don't know. But I really want to get that vibe out there. Like, man, we a team, we a village, and we going to really, like, help each other out and to grow. And, you know, that's it, man. When I get my businesses, I want to teach you the game and give you the game, because it's like, it's a lot that somebody can, you know, give you money and stuff like that. But if somebody give you a skill that can last forever, man, that's very valuable. So I want to find, that's going to be one of my youth outreaches, be the Fisherman's Club, man. Also, man, if you're into charity and giving out charity and different things, man, and worked with charities or known some, you know, grassroots charities, I'm thinking about going door to door in my local neighborhood that I see is kind of like the hood or whatever. And I want to maybe come with some fruit, some healthy things, some bananas, but I also want like fruit, bananas, Pampers, whatever. But I also want to bring like some ideas and help, like maybe with a resume or business plans, and just talk to the people, man. I plan on like bringing my boombox out there or something, play some music, bring them in, go door to door, really grassroots shit of just helping out. And I mean, I need to really like figure out what it is I want to do, and it would help, man, in the comments, DMs, whatever. Let me know like what I can do, what prices, what ideas, what problems you see in the different hoods and communities. And I know opportunity is one, but for right now, I just want to offer some healthy options, like some fruit, some Pampers, just some everyday items. Maybe I just start out with like $50 of my own and just try to, you know, go door to door and see if, you know, people need that, different things they need. Definitely help out the homeless this summer. Let's do different things. And I want to do it because I feel like it's going to fill my spirit, man. It's going to make me grow. And I mean, I want to help everybody out too, man. Just with different podcasts, man. Earn Your Leisure. Earn Your Leisure is an amazing podcast about different ways to get in the game with little to no money. Business game. I mean, vending machines, to, you know, you don't have to own a truck, but you can be a dispatcher if you have a computer, internet, access to the internet, and you can tell the trucks where to go. That's like a business that you can do and start on your own, sit at home and work for yourself. Vending machines, I don't know how much you could buy a vending machine for a certain amount, and then you could get like $450 a month or something, depending on how many vending machines you have, because there's always people going to those. They also got flipping mobile homes. Like, you know somebody that good with their hands or fix stuff up, you could buy a rundown mobile home, fix it up and sell it or rent it out. And it's not as many restrictions as with homes. They also talk about building your credit and be a motivational speaker and everything, man. So once again, that podcast is called Earn Your Leisure. They have EYL Academy. You can look at the YouTube, man. Wall Street Trapper, God bless him. And, you know, he's teaching us about stocks and everything, man. And it's just, man, I'm going to spend my time on this little break I have just really learning the stock market. And, you know, everybody keep talking about Dodge or Doge or whatever you call it. It's D-O-G-E on Robinhood. And something about Robinhood is like the stock market and stuff like that. And I think all of us, you know, I stand firmly that all of us should have some type of stocks and learning the stock market, because that $5, $10, $2, $3, that lunch you have every day. I have a coworker. This is a true story. A coworker of mine spent $4 on Dogecoin, D-O-G-E, Doge, on Robinhood when you search it. And he just spent $4. It was 1 cent. And he just was like, oh, I'll just buy some, right? That $4 a month ago turned into $250. So imagine if you had $10 or $100, it would go up. So it's like the money that we waste every day, we can put that in something positive. We can build generational wealth. Please follow the Wall Street Trapper if you into the stock markets, man, and on YouTube and Instagram. He gives out so much game. And some game that I got to try to write down real soon is like, look at stuff that you buy every day, you know, like what you eat, what you wear, your entertainment, where you like to go. I mean, gas, travel, anything. You know, for me, I'm thinking about the company that owns Vans. It's like Vans Converse. It's a company that owns all of them. Just getting into that, I mean, Apple, you know, Apple, put it this way, Apple when the pandemic started was like $52 or something like that. And then now it's $50-something, $70-something a share. Now it's $140-something. It's just putting your money into something, sitting on it. If you was going to throw it away anyway, you might as well put it into something good. And you never know. You might end up loving it. But just the ability to have, like, put in $4, $5, something like that, we all can do it. I mean, definitely knowledge is the key. If we study, we can learn a lot about it and learn how to move with it and learn different ways. But all of us, especially my black people, I'm talking to y'all, we got to build that wealth. We got to get that. The Wall Street Trapper talks about a custodial account where it's like an account for a kid where you start investing stocks in them early and they can't touch it till they're 18, and that could pay for their college or whatever business they want. Because really sitting on stuff, if I'm 33 right now, or just say 18 years ago, somebody put in Amazon for me and they just kept adding to it gradually and then it grew and they got a bunch of money that I can do with it. You know, that's something amazing. And this is what we got to do. A lot of us start out and get out and we have it hard in life. You know, we don't know where to go. We don't know where we're going. We just need help. We just need knowledge. And I'm learning that studying and knowledge. They say if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. Well, we got to change that. You know, this little thing right here makes us a genius. We can learn so much. And we got time and money for everything we want in life. And what we should want is that generational wealth and that independence of ourselves and to be able to work for ourselves and do things for ourselves, man. And we just got to keep each other motivated, man. It really is something that, you know, one day you can just have a bad day, you can meet somebody to turn around, or you could have somebody to just throw it all off, man. And we just need these positive people in our lives, man. You know, and just enjoy yourself, have fun, find different things. Man, I love to look up fun shit and know different people in different places. Wherever you at, Lancaster, New York, Maryland, wherever you listen to, man, I'm always tapped in with different comedians, whatever. Let's find something for you to do positive, man. Even the park, man. The park is so good, man, because I went to Piedmont Park here in Atlanta over the weekend, and I just seen so much love out there, man. Just everybody just going to the park, bringing all kind of shit. They brought a jumper out to the park for some kids. They had the little tennis where you set up the net. These little kids, beautiful black kids, was out there having a picnic, two boys with their mom, and they had their Popeyes and everything, and they was just chilling. And another little boy came over, and they just was sharing food and eating. And then the mom came over and was talking, and then the other mom brought a ball over there for the boys to play with. And it was just beautiful, man, just seeing. It was emotional to see that, you know, after a rough week and a lot of negativity and stuff you see, just to see goodness and greatness in the youth. And that's why you can't never give up that kid-like mentality in yourself, because it's important. It's when you didn't know how cruel the world is, you didn't have a lot of emotion mixed in because you didn't care. You only cared about what you're going to eat and what you're going to play with and your friends and shit like that. Like, we have to keep that carefree mentality to live this life, because the shit get hard. So, man, just stay that kid. I love playing games. I love sports. I love sports, and that's it. Shout out to the Wood. But, you know, everybody just, man, you got to live this life. You got to stay positive, man. And this podcast shit, I love it, man. Please tell a friend to tell a friend about This Is Recorded Podcast. I just been kind of lazy, really. That's why I haven't been no guest, because I didn't reach out. You can't tell nobody, like, yo, jump on the Zoom real quick. Like, it don't really work like that, and I want to keep new, interesting people on here and just do different things. But also, man, I could talk a lot, so I like talking to myself, but I'm talking to y'all, man. I got about, on SoundCloud, I mean, which is my main source that I looked at, the analytics, weekly I got about 25 people, you know, consistently every week, and that's good, because they say if two or more are gathered, so that's good. I love it, man. And then I got some feedback that, you know, people listening to what I'm saying. So I'm like, wow, This is amazing. I heard that Apple's doing some different things. I'm thinking about starting a Patreon. Patreon is like a paid, like $5 a month for, you know, different content or different things that I'll put on there to for the people that listen. I mean, it's a definitely a stream of revenue for me, but it would definitely, I would make it something helpful. And I like to grow my audience and just build with y'all. Definitely keep the every Wednesday podcast vibe. But, you know, it's just another way. But I'm thinking about that Patreon real heavy. I might try to go real hard and grind during the summer to get into the fall when everybody back sitting around, not moving around too much. And I might start that Patreon. Y'all let me know if that Patreon is a good idea, man. If y'all would pay to hear your boy or see your boy, man, this is recorded. Let me know. I would love to do it, man. But just, man, the gratitude that I have and the way I want to just see everybody win, it just come from a real place, man. I just, you know, I've been down and out. I've been there feeling lonely, you know, like nobody's there. And just in your head, and in your head is like a really, really hard place to be, you know. In your head, it could really hurt you, you know, because it's, you know, religion is a belief system, but life is a belief system. So it's just going to be certain things as people get older. You know, I believe in this, I don't believe in that. Like, life is all about your belief systems, but find something positive to believe in. Number one, believe in yourself. And then try to find different things that you believe that make you better, you know, and just go through life and feel the feels and just love yourself through it all. And just, man, just believe in good people. Just believe that everything happens for a reason. Even that one thing that happens in life that we'll never forget, just learn that, you know, hey, I'm confident, you know, I'm crazy confident in myself that things happen for a reason and I'll figure it out. And just take your time, man. Keep living. Cause, you know, I know people, you know, back in Lancaster, a dude that, robbed, like, at the time they was robbing pharmacies. Cause, you know, that's when pills, like in 07, like, pills was popping. You know, I know somebody that robbed a pharmacy and then later on got a check from their job, like, for a good amount of money. So it's just like, damn, if you would have just waited, he could have had something to hold him over. It probably wouldn't have been what he thought he was going to get, but it could have held him over, man. And it's just like, you know, just wait. Just be patient, man. Literally everything I've ever wanted within reason I've got in life just from being patient and just waiting, you know. And it's just, you know, I know I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait on this podcast. So it's going to happen. My photography is going to happen. My different business endeavors is going to happen. The Robin Hood is going to happen, man. And I want to help you guys, man. Anything I can help with, please DM me. I'm not that guy. I try to respond immediately, you know, and no matter what I'm doing. Only when I'm with the family, I don't really be on my phone. But hey, that Monday through Friday, when I'm at work or whatever, man, definitely I hit you back, man. I go run off to the bathroom real quick and go, man, hit you back, man. Just, man, believe in yourself, man. You got this, king. You got this, queen. Believe in yourself. And, man, what y'all think about a roast, man? I'm thinking about, for my birthday, definitely being on a vibe, and I'm thinking about having a roast of myself with some close friends and, you know, shit like that, and family. A roast is when people get on a microphone or in front of everybody and they crack on you, like, and the things you've done and how you look and things they remember. But at the end, it all seems like it ends up being love. If you are very sensitive, I don't know if this is a great idea. This is a disclaimer to you. I don't know if that's a good idea, but I think there's be something I would be interested in, man, because if it's true, it's funny as shit. Even if you got mad or you was embarrassed or something like that, it's in the past now. And that's what we got to do. We got to laugh at ourselves and be thankful for where we've grown from, you know, and came from, you know. So what y'all think about a roast? Would y'all have a roast of yourself? That's another question, man. I would love to know. Would you let your friends and family just sit up there and roast you? Would you do it or would you be too sensitive, man? Please let me know, man. And also, man, my love spotlight. Another great idea I have, and I want to get on, I share it with the recorded family. Steal it if you do. I'll come after you. I want to have like an appreciation, man, with the passings of the Shock G's, the Black Robs, the DMX. I want to have the different appreciation times where we just flood any celebrity's timeline. Maybe somebody that maybe we haven't heard of in a while. Maybe like Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, yo, let's all like, let's make Bone Thugs and Harmony trend right now because we just remember all their songs and their style and everything about them growing up. I just want to do that. I just want to, you know, give the flowers and the love and the respect to people here and from a bunch of people. Like, not just me, just a bunch of people blowing their shit up, making them feel love. Like DMX with the verses, he was loved and everything before he passed. You know, it was just part of the plan that, like, yo, let's do this versus dog versus dog. And everybody was like, that's a weird matchup anyway, but it ended up being all right. And they had a good time. They enjoyed each other, man. It was a great thing. So some people I want to spotlight today, man, it's always Master P and Issa Rae. Master P just was smart and just took his time. He take care of his kids. Check out his interview with his kids on The Breakfast Club. And just everything he does is just really, really smart, strategic, amazing guy. Just really smart, and hats off to his independence. And this segment is dedicated to the independence, man. Issa Rae, man, she took what she had. She took the people around her. Instead of looking people above her, she looked to the person to the left and to the right of her. That was super corny. I turned, if you see it on the YouTube. She looked to the person to the left or the right of her, man, and she just really was like, yo, like, let's do it. You hold the camera. You do this, you do that, we'll act together. It don't look the greatest, but the effort is there and the consistency is there. So I want it so bad, I'm going to do it. It paid off. Shout out to her and everything she's doing. Man, Dom Kennedy, just independent in this rap game forever. You know, I don't know too much of Dom music, but I just know of his story of independence and just doing it on his own. I do know that. So, man, Dom Kennedy just seemed like a stand-up dude. And just independent all the way to and through. And, man, King Nipsey Hussle, man, come on. Y'all already know I'm rocking over here. Man, Nipsey just gave us the blueprint for life, and he sacrificed his life for us to really understand and know and be knowledgeable of life and everything and what you should do and how he went and passed. He passed doing the right thing, man. He really did, so... Shout out to all the independents. Shout out to G Merrick, man. Shout out to Real John Doe. Shout out to Nephew Ken. J.O. Those are some music. That's some music that y'all could go and stream right now. Run them streams up. Go watch that Real John Doe video. AV, man. Go watch. G Merrick's, man. The Grateful Tape Sessions, man. J.O. got something coming. I don't know if I was supposed to let that out, man, but just know. Watch out, my boy J.O. got something coming, man. Nephew Ken, the hardest working man. That's another Master P to me, man. He got a master plan. Y'all just don't know it yet. Shout out to everybody showing love on those photos, though, man, that I took for him, man. August 4th photography on the website, August 4th photography, August, one word, 4th photography.com. August 4th, AUG4TH photography on Instagram. This is recorded. Go follow that. Man, everybody, man, go check out. You know, I gotta get some new merch popping. Shout out to Good Sense Candles. They was on the 85 South show. If you in the candles, like I'm in the candles. Man, just to set the vibe and the mood. It's great, man. But man, just man, I wanna just leave y'all with the Wall Street Trapper, man. Back to those stocks. Please hit me up if you got any questions. I would love to send you some clips on that and let you know whatever I know, which is limited, but I would love to share whatever I can. But these videos I can send you will really help a lot. But, man, he said, own your 24. Meaning that I can do, if I want to work, I could work. If I don't want to work, I don't have to work. If I want to go on a vacation, I can. If I want to do this, I want to do that. Owning your 24. And that's what it is. Like, really figure out. Like, Chase Bank shows me what I spend my money on. It shows me a pie chart of what I spend my money on. So, it'll show me also what do I need to survive? Like, what can I cut out? In April, it really showed me if I'm not doing no bullshit, like what I is a necessity. How much do I need? So just figure out what that is for you and own your 24. Go on that Earn Your Leisure. Learn different businesses. Learn different ways to follow your passion and make money about it. Learn marketing. Learn real estate. Own real estate. Own different things. But figure it out brick by brick, little by little. That's why that Dogecoin is 50 cent right now. You can sit on it, see if it goes somewhere, anything. But just build yourself up. Figure out how you're going to own your 24, because that's what we got to do in this life. We got to own our 24. We can't let nobody dictate it, because like I said before, we don't know when that last day is. So let's own this 24. Let's live this life. And this is recorded. Peace.